that you can ask
them,
you are filled of the Spirit of God.
Why
it took 7 years, if you're going to enter
in
and enter 7 years, it's a mystery revealing the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God, which appear in the sign of the lampstand, as it was first in the nation of Israel. Those who see the lampstand here, you can see it. It's a sign showing fullness of the Holy Spirit. And it was first to appear in the nation of Israel. But when we reach the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, those lamps, there are seven in the city, in the center of the city. But God showed that to Moses, images of things in heaven, in the eras before, and he brought them on this world. In the journey of heaven, because God had said that you have to be like Moses on the world, and you bring things of heaven, images of them, show them to people, that they know how things are up there. One of the things he first explained, the lampstand, he commanded Moses to make before, which show fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. And still there are the seven eyes of God, which appear through the Holy Spirit, that is sent in the entire world. Praise Jesus. Now the mystery of 7 years reveal fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and there are the seven eyes of God, that is sent in the entire world. In all these seasons, we have heard and we have this sign that in Matthew 3, verse 16, all along the Holy Spirit appears in sign of the dove. But before he appeared in sign of the dove, he had already shown in his fullness to the nation Israel in the sign of the lampstand. Let's read Matthew 3 and verse 16.
Matayo esura ya kusatu onyiri wa kumina mukaga.
Matthew chapter 3 verse 16.
Agamba bwati. Awo Yesu bweyamala okubatizibwa. Amangu ago naavayo mu mazzi. Laba eggulu ne limubikkukira. Naalaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kange jjiba nga jja ku ye. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Laba eddoboozi ne liva mu ggulu nga ligamba nti oyo mwana wange gwe njagala gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
Yesu yebazibwe
Amina.
Okuva ku mukama waffe Yesu Kristo we yajja ku nsi.
When Jesus came on the world,
Matayo esula eno ey'okusatu
n'omukaaga.
Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Twakyusibwa okuba n'akabonero
ak'omwoyo omutukuvu. Ne kaba akabonero k'ejjuba.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bulijjo ly'eggwanga erya Isirayiri.
But all along the nation Israel,
yabeeranga n'akabonero ak'ekikondo ky'ettabaaza.
The sign of the lampstand.
Akabonero ak'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The sign of the Holy Spirit.
Era nga kaalaga obujjuvu bwe buli.
It showed his fullness how it is.
So oba n'akubuuza.
Now, when they will ask you out that the journey is for 7 years, what does it mean? You say the 7 years intended to reveal fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, those which appear in
lampstand,
as it was in Israel, because our nation is called as Israel was called,
that they will
reveal all through Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you are to explain the world, what all that means.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many of us heard that someone was filled with the Spirit.
Of course,
we are filled with the Spirit. The question is, the Spirit they got filled
of
was in what measure? Was it 10 liters? Was it 20 liters? Or 100 liters? Of the Spirit which filled them. You need to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit. For in Acts, Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, the
Bible
speaks this in being filled of the Holy Spirit. Let's read.
Because I tume sura ya ukubiri olinyiriri lwa kusatu.
Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
Nebala nekulabika ku bo ennimi ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu buli lulimi nerutuula ku muntu. Onyo olw'okuna bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bweyabawa okuzoogera.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amina.
Nti ne bajja ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro.
Upon them came tongues like of fire. They filled the Holy Spirit and they spoke tongues as the Spirit gave them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The sign of speaking tongues is not the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit, but tongues is a gift of the Spirit rather.
In this 1
Corinthians 14, tongues the Spirit gives to one another, for it gives as it will. But the fullness of the Holy Spirit, how it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
they say the Holy Spirit appeared in tongues of fire on the heads of apostles.
When
we were in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of the city, it has seven lamps of fire shining there. But the mystery of those lamps, Bible explains it well in the Revelations 4 and the verse 5. And it says this. Revelations 4:5. Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka netabazo musanvu ezomuliro ngazaka mu maso g'entebe gy'emyoyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
Mukubikulira essula y'okuna
the Revelations 4
and
the verse 5 it says,
ne kuntebe ya Katonda
upon the throne of God
wali kuvaako okumyansa
there came shining
okubwatuka
the thunders
n'amaloboozi
and the voicings
netabaza musanvu ezomuliro
seven lamps of fire
ngazaka mu maso g'entebe ya Katonda
before the throne of
God n'agamba gy'emyoyo musanvu ejja Katonda
and said that the seven spirits of God
yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But what is something that we should look
when we read the Acts 2 verse 3 and 4
upon
them came like tongues of fire and they got filled with the Spirit.
We
did not these tongues, how many are
they?
How many are they to show fullness of the Holy Spirit? When we reached the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, I saw seven lamps surrounding the throne, the mercy seat, the mercy seat in the center of the city. Praise Jesus.
But
they shine in seven lamps. Every lamp, it has seven. I asked, what is this? Because
we
started the John of heaven moved in the Bible, and the Bible has to appear, and it opens itself, and you read it in the Bible. In the Bible, Revelation 4:5, the seven lamps shine before the throne of God, and they are the seven spirits of God. Now you see Acts 2, upon them came like tongues of fire on their head, and they got filled with the Spirit. The question, they were filled with the Spirit, what measure? Revelation 4 alone can answer that. Verse 5. The tongues of fire, the seven.
Or
the seven lambs of fire.
Shine
before the throne. They are the seven spirits of God.
They
are what make fullness of the Holy Spirit.
And
if someone is filled with the Spirit,
they
have to be filled with the seven spirits. For look at this.
The
Holy Spirit came in the son of the dove.
Unto
the Lord Jesus. Jesus was filled with the Spirit. Who says he was not filled with the Spirit? Bible says, when God gave him the Spirit, he was without measure. He filled him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
if he got filled, he never spoke tongues.
Tongues
is not a sign to show your filled with the Spirit. But tongues is a sign to those who don't believe. And it's a gift. Given one, another is not given.
Come
out, tell the entire church
that
all of you stand, speak tongues.
Yes, you
praise Jesus,
man. Another,
they will not be given, they will speak fake. They will force it. They will force the
tongues.
This time I can fake tongues. I speak
speaking.
But I'm on my things, just speaking.
The person who
can fake tongues.
So get a condemn.
I'm not speaking of tongues now.
And name it to Kiriza Mukamisa.
We accept tongues in church.
But
we accept interpretation of them
also.
We accept it's a gift given one, another is not given.
The Lord Jesus,
he was given the spirit in the full. God did not measure it for him. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, the entire world as we are on it, we have searched of what is it.
Even
some prostitutes, you find them. And they are in speaking tongues, yet they are a prostitute out of there.
Mugambo wangi.
Prostitute is filled with the spirits. I'm not against that. But I want to bring to you this. Fullness of the Holy Spirit, what is it? I understood it in the 7 years of John of
Heaven.
I asked, why 7 years?
So
I want to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That what is it? That there are the seven spirits. That how are they? That
so they
are signs. I
said
from the world in the era. Moses.
He signed
the lampstand.
But I
brought it back to the nation.
Of Uganda.
That I told Israel before.
Muslim,
explain the word.
The
full, how does it appear? Praise Jesus. Bible says in John that the Lord Jesus, when he was given the Spirit, God never measured it for him. Let's read John. John chapter 3,
Nange, samumanya, na ye, yayole sewa. Nange, samumanya, na ye, yayole sewa Israeli. Chena banji ja, ngambatiza na amazi. Urasa tumebili. Yokana, nategeza, ngagamba anti, nanabe umuoyo ngavamu guru, ngejiba. Nabera kuye. Urasa tumesatu. Nange samumanya na ye eyantuma okubatizana amazzi ye yangamba ati gwe gwali laba omwoyo ngabera ku ye oyo abatizana omwoyo omutukufu.
Yes, you was raised. Amen. Yokana bwe yali alina okumanya mukama yamuwa akabonera ko okumanya Yesu yani.
When God gave John to know who is Jesus,
he told him,
the one you see, the one baptized, you baptize. And you see the Holy Spirit descend on him.
In
the sign of the dove, he gave it to him.
In
Israel, the only Holy Spirit sign he had, it was the lampstand. The sign of the dove is faced that way. But the sign of the lampstand, what explained his fullness, it was the first.
So
the
tujia ukano,
you don't take away this akejuba, of the doubt that we bring of the lampstand. But they both move together.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
They
both move together. One explains how the Spirit is. Another explains his fullness.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
That's
why in John 3:34, he says this.
John chapter
3:34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga bwagaba omwoyo tamugerera.
Holide bulungi.
Katonda
gwe yatuma.
The one God sends
ayogera bigambo
bya Katonda. Speaks the words of God.
Yamugabira omwoyo.
He gave him the spirit.
Yamugerera.
He never measured it for him.
Yajuza Yesu omwoyo.
He filled Jesus of the Spirit.
Omwoyo yajula kumukama wa Yesu.
Filled the Lord Jesus.
Bible yamugera ko
Isaiah. When the Bible speaks of him in Isaiah.
Isaiah 11.
Isaiah 11. Verses 1 and 2.
Egama nti mchikoro cha Yesu.
Says from the stump of Jesse.
Muri vesibuka.
Will come a shoot.
Muri vetavi.
Out of it will come a branch.
Tumumanyi yava mchikoro cha Yesu.
The one who came from the spirit of Jesse.
Mukama wa Yesu.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
When
you read Matthew 1,
it shows
you the genealogy of Jesus from the tribe of Jesse.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he showed the spirit who will be on him,
to come
in the son of the dove, he showed the spirit of the Lord on the lampstand is in the middle.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the middle of the spirit of the Lord, he showed the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, on the right hand of the lampstand. He showed the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of God on the left hand of the lampstand. All them were to be on Jesus. Let's read Isaiah 11.
Isaya esura ya 11
Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Isaiah sura 10 nemo nyolisoka agamba bwati era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka netabi eririva mu mizige liribale bibala olunyo lwo kubiri no moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye
Yesu yabazibwa
amena
omoyo wa mukama mumuraga mtikondo chetabaza
the spirit of the Lord shows in the lampstand
yo yali wakati bwati
the one in the middle
wawula alino mukumukono ogwa dula
kono the right and the left hand
yatulagira obujuvu
where he shows his fullness from. Read.
Tuli mu Isaya sura ya 10 nemo nyoro okubiri.
Isaiah 11 verse 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye. Omoyo gwa magezi.
Tuli no moyo wa magezi.
We have the spirit of wisdom.
No moyo okutegera.
Tuli nako moyo okutegera.
We have the spirit of understanding.
No moyo okutesa.
Tuli nako moyo okutesa.
We have the spirit of counsel.
No moyo wa amani.
We have the spirit of power.
Tuli nako moyo wa amani.
Omoyo okumanya.
Tuli nako moyo okumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
No kutia mukama.
No moyo kutia mukama.
We have the spirit of fear of God.
Buno wewujuvu.
This is the fullness.
Ubu moyo wa katonda.
The spirit of God.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngabu yali ku mukama wafike nyine Yesu.
He was on Jesus himself.
Bwana Babu yagamba nti mukikoro kya Yesu muri vensibuka.
Camp of Jesus will come in short.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era naga moyo wa mukama ali bila kuye.
The spirit of the Lord will be on him.
Omoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Omoyo okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Omoyo okutesa.
The spirit of counsel.
Omoyo wa amanyi.
The spirit of power.
Omoyo okumanya.
The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of fear of God.
Bible kyevegamba.
The Bible says.
Nti Yesu nakula mu magezi ne mukutegeera.
Jesus grew in wisdom and understanding.
Kati fe munsibo
we in this world
tuademo banga zibona
baro
abintu ombye ne wunya
I'm surprised
era ne wunya nyo murugendo
and I wondered in this journey
nendo kana okubuja
mukama I wish to ask the Lord
wacho bigamba
why do you tell this
to bigamba abasajja
tell it to
ba inspector general
doctor general prophets
tungamba bintu
don't tell me the things
bitaga yabagezi
zabasi people more than me
yes he was
praise Jesus
leka katonda bwalonda nga bwayagala
God Jesus as he wants
kyeu nyishanti abimpa ngashinje
igivimba
yuwade gwe Uganda
say it's not you but Uganda
mikuwade
I give them to you
gendo mulishizama
go light into nations Uganda
yes he was
praise Jesus much
nakolwa lero waliwa maulira gantu sheko
there is a news which has come my way
tuwaru abashaje bavudde mu Israel
the men who came from Israel
they were jiwa msubaka yaa
they went to pastor Kayanja
we batu sheyo
when they reached there
bamusomedde Isaiah
10 they read him Isaiah 19
abamugamba ati mukama yabagambi
they told them God told them
revival ya Isaiah ne yegwanga lino
revival of Israel and this
nation
in all the world
revival mu Uganda
comes from Uganda
ubako babumpadde
when they gave me the message
abashaje batu kajjo
they reached when
batu kajjo bakane babuwa
they reached yesterday they get the message
nina abava mu Israel bachimanya
even those from Israel know it
tukachewesha futuli eno tukunganya tugenda maso leke
tukira nonya on the thing they are looking for
mugene mchinonyereshe
go research of it
wenzo gamba na yero achi mutuma
tuwintunga why apostle gives us things like this
yani tukide kurugana nango tusongere simu ya
yita
bale eno si story kuruno
not a story
eno simbozi ya guru
this is not a story of heaven
kuno rugendo rwa guru atambira mu
bible heaven move in the bible
rugendo rugase season
na yani prophet the entire
world kitabo cha kujukiza
book of remembrance
eliya mawanga gonda
eri
tubiri bitia
how things are meant to be
yesu yabazi
praise Jesus much
Musa
Moses
Nabi Musa
Prophet Moses
yara kibwe chikondo chitamaze
chi yake jaita meji stand many years back
era na chikora mchisikize chacho kumshi
shadow image on earth
lenga kasange kwange ulia malibiro
na nation took all long
kano benyini tibamanchi
and his way doesn't know what it is
nafu twali twachisure
we had cast it aside
nga twaite tuchimaye
for we did know it
ninga mutufe chikono chitabazi
that lamp stand
sichi fala nje akugenda kovu na mimi
an image to go to bow onto
e mimi tungele bora mitadwa
this you see displayed here
siku jofu kamera obishinze
not you come worship them
bino bya ku demonstrating
and demonstrating teaching
we are demonstrating the bible
we are demonstrating the bible tuli muku
mumore so gwa bible
ni sa bible we fana na
kuno mumore so gwa
this is the
mumore so gwa bible
exhibition of the bible
Kutisema na kuraba
read it and see
Yesu
yabazibwe things are shit to read the letter
ujisoma boraba
read it you see what it is
obato limmativu
if you're not contented
omuri gwe ntambule zo mulisa kugende bakunyonyole
ask to go in them they will explain you
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Lord, explain well.
Gend of Kamirikumasinza similar.
You worship the living God.
Again, now we didn't have a Zoma. Yagara could be
a transport somewhere. Explain them to be more Lord.
I have not
hidden them how I went.
I told you,
those transports are yours.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Musa,
now, Prophet Moses, in the Exodus 25:31-32, God showed him this lampstand.
And
made it in the Israelites.
But
come back in this nation, it's amazing.
And
it passed with the Ark of the Covenant.
Tuli mukuva eswa makumi abiri mutano unyola satumorum.
Exodus 25:31.
Era likola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi ekikondo kiri wesebwa entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
Yesu
yabazimu. This lampstand, it has two bases down here. One base represents the Father. The second base represents the Word of God, the Lord Jesus.
But
the one who comes out showing the fullness, it is the Holy Spirit. He says he comes from the Father and from the Son,
and
the Holy Spirit appears.
To
come to pass, it is the Spirit of the Father, it is the Spirit of the Son. They have one Spirit. You may say God has a Spirit, even Jesus has his. When they told Moses,
you
make the lampstand,
they
said to be of gold, even its flowers the same, even its bird's cup up there, to where the lamps will sit. Exodus 25:32.
N'amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwa olwokubiri. Olwasatu mwesatu. Ebikompe.
He told him, you make that lampstand which has its base well. Three branches, let them come from the right hand, and the three branches from the left hand. Think you see them, they total to seven. Those are the spirits we read of, which appear in the lamp. What is this? In Revelation 4:5, the lamps of fire you saw before the Lord, and they shine. They are the seven spirits of God. When God tells disciples,
Matthew 5,
and he said that you are the lamp of the world, he had already filled with them the spirits.
Come
out of them spirit of wisdom in the word,
understanding
in the word, the counsel of God in the word, the power in the word, which can even heal.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
knowledge of God, the light in the word,
but
filled the fear of God, as the word of God is, and they hate evil and help many from evil.
The Spirit of
the Lord
blesses
the Father and the Son. As the lampstand, you see it. Remember Moses,
he
saw image of things in heaven.
He
told him, do it
then,
as you've seen those in heaven.
But when we reach
Jerusalem, city of heaven, and remember, we had come from planet Earth. We left planet Earth. The other nine planets. We've gone in the firmament of the heavens. We've found thousands of stars. The sun and the moon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we are left planet Earth. We saw other nine planets. Distance to the stars, for it's far high in the sky. And the stars you see up, they are bigger than planet Earth, each one of them. Their stars are very big. And in the firmament of the heaven, in the kingdom of the stars, there you find hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit. And the principalities, the fallen angels, those you hear evil spirits of the air, buildings in the stars up there, they
best
there to come down under the ocean, on the earth,
Atlantic ocean.
In the Atlantic Ocean. When we finish the stars, we headed to the circular appearance of heaven. Heaven is big,
it's
brought by the circular. You think under there it's not there, but look at this. Your planet Earth is that small thing. That's where you live. That's the Earth where we are. When you come out, go down there. There are other planets you even find heaven down.
The Earth
you step under down there, there are other things. And when you get out of it, you go that side or this side. You headed to the door of heaven in the north.
Hallelujah.
That is called the heaven of the rim below. It was the last created heaven. We have
reached to
study. Everything I speak, we have to read it in the Bible. It was the last created heaven in the Genesis chapter 1. When God created heavens, He did not create one heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We passed the northern door. We entered the last created heaven in the rim above. When you pass through that heaven, there is another heaven up there.
Is
where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the gathering of the angels and the saints of God. If you finish your works here and you have finished well, they bring you rest in the city. You come back on the day of the Lord when He comes back. But the evil, they throw them in the bottomless pit in the prison. On judgment, they will be brought on the planet Earth in the resurrection of the saints and those not. They will be lifted up. Judgment is to happen in the city of
Jerusalem
God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Here
is where the lake of fire begins from, on the altar of God. The lake of fire and hell, these are two different things. The fire of hell is not like the one of the lake of fire.
I have
not reached to explain that. I wanted to show you the journey which wished us to see what Moses did.
He
came from where? God gave imagination to Moses and made the lampstand. Oh, there were things of heaven. The Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 and the 6. Moses did shadows of things in heaven. Let's read and we hear. Hebrews
8,
verses 5.
Abaweereza ebyebifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo eby'omu ggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Yes, you
have
a praise
Amen. Yes, as much. Bible speaks in Hebrews 8, verse 5 and 6.
Servants
of shadows of things in heaven, shadows of things in heaven,
as
Moses was shown by God,
told
them, do all as you have been shown. Moses, Exodus 25, verse 26 and 30, God told him, Exodus 26, 30-35. God told him,
make
us things shown you on the mountain.
When
Moses went on the mountain Sinai, he was not on the mountain. God took him away.
Headed
him to see things in heaven. Moses saw. One of them he saw was the lamp. It was not one there. There are seven in heaven. In the city.
But
they show how the Holy Spirit shines there. They are very big. The screens are very big. The first heaven, there is no sun. There is no moon. There is no star. Those lamps are the ones shining there. Even a small ant, if they were there, you could be able to see them, but they're not there. Even the smallest particle you see,
according
to the light from the seven lamps.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But the sign, when it was brought on the world, we didn't understand it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
God
told me, I want to go in the world and be like Moses. Most people had the vision last time. The men from Austria who looked for the man. Be like Moses and Elijah.
There are things
rightful to be on him to prove he's the one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
must be well things of heaven how they are as Moses was according to Revelation chapter 1.
Those
lambs in heaven there are seven. Let us read as we hear.
Okubikulirwa esule soka.
Okubikulirwa esule soka. Katusoma unyuro mwe rekumi.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
Nali mu moyo kulunakulwa mukama waffe. Empulira nyuma wange edobozi dene ngeri akagombe. Olwekumi n'olumu. Galiogera anti. Nali mu moyo kulunakulwa mukama waffe. Nempulira enyuma wange edobozi eri akagombe. Galiogera anti kyolaba wandiika mu kitabo. Okiweereze eri ekkanisa omusanvu Efeso n'eri Sumuna n'eri Perugamo n'eri Suwatira n'eri Sadia n'eri Filadelifiya n'eri Laodikiya olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri ne nkyuka okulaba eddoboozi eryali lyogera nange bwe nakyuka ne ndaba ettabaaza musanvu eza zaabu amiina.
When he turned, he saw seven golden lampstands. One lamp alone is like that in its fullness.
But
he saw them seven surrounding. They are in the city of the Lord, in the center of it. As angels and saints come from that city, Jerusalem of heavens, they come to gather there with the saints to worship and to praise,
even
to hear from God
in
the Jerusalem of heaven.
Moses
in his season
will
show things of heaven.
And he told
them as you've seen them, even the Ark of the Covenant, it has its copy in heaven, it's found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
where the original Bible is,
where we get the copy we have on
that.
That's why the journey of heaven was moved in the Bible.
It's the part
we heard on next. Praise Jesus.
I
don't know whether you've reached somewhere in understanding.
With regards
to the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and counsel, and I know it's reached you somewhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You can pray for the fullness of the Holy
Spirit.
And your field of wisdom in the world. Your field of understanding.
No, just walk. Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Not just one more walk, man.
The spirit of knowledge.
No, son of God, man.
Light of knowledge. Light in the secret.
No, we could
reveal secrets.
No, just one more walk, man.
The spirit of fear of God. Hating evil.
No, we are about to come.
Help many from evil.
No, just one more walk. I don't know.
The spirit of God, the Father.
The
spirit of the Lord is main.
Revelations 5 verse 6. Omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yalaba Mukama waffe Yesu
ekitabo
ekyokubiri
ndaba
omwana
gw'endiga
ng'alinga eyattibwa mu kaseera ke yaviira wano ku nsi
ng'azuukidde. And he had 7 horns. These horns, they are not for the goats. You see how the lamps shine? If you see them from far, you see them like horns. You see the lamps, you may think they are horns.
But here
we saw them like that. We saw lamps from far. The Lamb of God seeming
flame.
He has 7 horns. What is that? Brought them in a mystery of horns.
The Lamb of God had horns.
And if you worship demons, we speak of demons, horns, mayembe. They call it what? Mayembe.
Like that.
These horns they worship in the shrines. Amayembe.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Revelation 5:6.
I saw the Lamb of God having 7 horns.
Speaks
of the lamps shining up there. That's what
he
saw. Even 7 eyes. The satchel of bowels you see. He explained saying, they are the 7 spirits of God.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Which are sent in the world.
We
put on this world 7 eyes. The one of wisdom. The eye of understanding. The eye of the
master.
Season, time of everything he sees anoint. The eye of the spirit of power. What
means
power, he handles it with power.
The
eye of spirit of knowledge.
He is
separated the wrath pulled from the waterless. He sees us.
Bible says Psalms 139:6-10.
Shall we run from his Holy Spirit? Where shall we run from his eye? For darkness is like light to him. In the night it is day to him. I moved our
home
from the village at 4 in the night. But me, I see it is day. It is day too much. Ask the prostitutes. You. What are you doing in the day? Are you mad? It is
that
they are seeing you. They say I'm mad. When you got back to the village, we thought he had fallen mad.
I saw them, and they were like,
on the world you see it's night, but it's never got a night.
He
has eyes, he sees everything day and night. The eye which appear in the Holy Spirit. Seven eyes. The eye of wisdom. The eye of understanding. Counsel. Power. Of fear. Of the knowledge of God. He sees all those who don't fear.
The last
eye of the Spirit of the Lord.
He separates
the sheep from the goats on the left and the right.
And
no people in the world.
There's
nothing good as they know of them.
Even if
a word from their mouth.
That's why
you see Psalm 139. Verse 1 to 5.
No,
I have not no word I have not known which come on your mouth.
Say
Hebrews 4.
Verse
13.
That
to him we bring our
word.
All things are laid bare before him. We don't need
to
see a woman with
a
don't touch their body.
Don't
raise your hand.
Don't
see every place you heal there.
You're
calling problems for nothing. Let me tell you,
what do you have in 24
days? Things which come, false prophets.
Ministry
bajita mabere no mubisi we buereza.
Ya yonka mizimu mabere.
He says demons from women breasts.
Ori bagama nechi zimba
mabere. I have a tumor.
Ori musomba musajjo
bamututa. Don't touch the breast.
Mukama araba buli
wano. God sees everybody. You raise your hand. Pray for the
Bible
say,
Isaiah
63,
11
to 14, who moved his right hand on the hand of Moses,
he will
move where your hand is,
and
let me break from there. We can't see the list.
Why are
you looking at the Bible? Why moving the Bible? My God bless you.
So no one breaking.
Where are you? That's why we get breaks.
Hallelujah. Yes, ye bazibwe.
Amina.
Bana musoke munene tweye chiwebwa imema mtajana sente daife. Omoyo wa magezi. No kumanya. Bana lekamba koyo ke chintu chino. Kwatandika okwinongola chintu echo. Ah nakanta ina faira. I mean asobola okwinongola spirit of counsel. Kabiruna kulamba what he does. Amen. What the spirit of knowledge? But knowledge is to go to school and get knowledge. What do you mean again? When I have my degree, I master, I have knowledge and I read. Yeah, those are shadows of the spirit of knowledge. Yes, Yebazibwe.
Oiti kungeri abantu abatasoma inga wakule mitu ya kumana. Bule matu ya wani hacho ono musa da amageze gatola wa. That's the spirit of knowledge. It's the spirit of God. Yes, Yebazibwe. Waliwa wene ebintu byokola ngati wata mwisomero wajaba bonanga professor mulamba alikwita these are the principles of making money. I ain't go by to determine